Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question and a topic that's very interesting and has often been asked by people, and you know, we want to answer it today from a religious point of view. So a lot of times when, you know, people are blessed with children, you know, they've been given children by God, you know, so they have babies, and these babies are, you know, constantly crying, you know, and making a fuss, and, you know, not allowing their parents any peace of mind, right? So a lot of people ask, is it possible and permissible for us to kind of, you know, physically, you know, give a little hit to the child, you know, so he stops crying or whatnot, right? So we're going to look at this question from a religious point of view and examine it from the point of view of the knowledge that we've been given from the Prophet Muhammad and has been passed down to us from him. So in a blessed tradition, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been reported to have said the following. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La tazribu atfalakum ala bukaihim. Prophet Muhammad said, do not hit your children when they cry or because they're crying. Why? فَإِنَّ بُكَاءَهُمْ أَرْبَعَةَ أَشْهُرٍ شَهَادَةُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Surely, their crying in the first four months of their, you know, existence, the terrestrial existence in this world, the first 4 months when you see them crying, right, in reality, this is, they're testifying, you know, by means of their crying, to the unity of God. They're testifying to the unity of God and God's monotheism. As you know, it's one of the basic principles of the Islamic faith that all children are born, right, on the divine nature, meaning they bear within themselves the knowledge of God's unity. And in a blessed tradition has been reported from the Holy Prophet, then he said, "Kullu mauludin yuladu alal fitra." And every child that's born, every newborn, is born on the divine nature. Right, this is a famous tradition that's been narrated from the Holy Prophet. Right, so this tradition that we're examining right now, it echoes the same theme that this child is born and, you know, it has knowledge of God's unity. And when it's crying, in reality, it's crying and it's testifying to God's unity in this way. In continuation of the tradition, the Holy Prophet says, وَأَرْبَعَةَ أَشْهُرٍ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَى النَّبِي وَعَلَيْهِ. The next 4 months of its existence, its terrestrial existence in this world, when it's crying, it's actually sending its benedictions upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his progeny. Right, so this also is tied up to what we just mentioned, you know, that the child being upon the divine nature, because, you know, the prophecy and wilayat and these other concepts, these are offshoots of God's, you know, unity and our Islamic understanding of what God is, right? Because these the necessity of prophethood and then the continuation of his leadership and wilayat in the form of the a'imma alayhimus salam, and this also ultimately terminates at our understanding of God as being a being who wants to guide human beings and created them with the purpose of guiding them through these divine human beings. In continuation and in the end of the hadith, the Prophet says, "Wa arba'ata ashurin ad-du'a'u liwalidayhi." The final 4 months when the child is crying, he's actually praying for his parents. Right? So if you see your child crying, don't hit him in these first 12 months, because, you know, in reality, he's either testifying to God's unity, or sending salutations upon the Prophet, or praying for his parents. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at one of the virtues of the salawat and benedictions upon the Prophet. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.